And welcome back to Tell Me Your Story. It's time now to go to our assignment editor, our astronomical and astrological assignment editor, who is recovering from the full moon. I believe it came down and bonked you on the head or something.
It did.
Now,
my phone rang off the wall.
I've never heard of anybody having those kinds. I've heard of weird events happening, you know, like if you're driving and you see people doing stupid stuff, you know, but I've never heard of anybody really being affected in such a way as you shared with me. But I don't believe in I believe in coincidences, not coincidences.
Yes.
There is a difference, folks. There's a difference.
There is.
All right, we just went through a full moon, and now we're heading towards a new moon. We are in this first month. We're almost halfway through January 2012. Tell us where we are and where we're going from here.
Well, there's all kinds of answers to that question, Richard, but what makes me the happiest right now is that towards the end of the week, the sun moves from Capricorn into Aquarius, and Aquarius is the visionary, the seeker, the humanitarian, the one who's kind of looking down the road and really looking at it from all the angles.
Okay.
Aquarius is an air sign, and so Aquarians are deep, deep thinkers and great analysts. And so with that, and what I love about this time of year is, you know, about the time we move from Capricorn, which is all about how we manage our money and resources, about the time we figure out that we got to do something with our money and do something differently, Aquarius shows up and opens our minds a little bit and helps us to think outside of the box to find those solutions.
Mm. Well, that is going to be the big key. I've been talking with people who are saying that very thing, that one of the reasons why we collectively are in the state we're in is because of choices that we have made in the past.
Yeah.
But that the choices that we made were the same old choices we've always made, and that we must think outside the box before we choose again.
Yeah.
It cannot be done the same way anymore, because this is a new time.
Right.
New energy.
New times call for new solutions.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And those new solutions can be found at BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, as well as 9630842. And we look forward to talking with you again next week.
Awesome. Thanks, Richard.
Great. Thanks for joining us. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story.